members that would like to speak to that. Roger, is that correct?
Roger, you're muted.
Sorry about that. He did indicate a desire to speak to the council. I did advise him that this would be considered tonight at 7 o'clock. So I don't know. I've not heard back from him. I don't know if he's on the call or not. But Mr. Killick, if he is on the call, Mr. Killick, now would be the time to let the council know you're here. Apparently he's not.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, so I guess for now we'll take Jack, so we'll go ahead and pull 35, and anyone like to make a motion on the balance of the agenda?
Well, Mayor, does anybody, anyone second Jack's proposal to take it out? I mean, this has been going on for so long. I don't know that we really need to carry it again. Roger just said that he invited him to come to this meeting. He isn't here. We're going to carry it to a workshop.
Agreed. Would anyone like to second Jack's motion there? All right. Well, would anyone like to move the make a motion to approve the consent agenda as is?
I would make a motion to approve the consent agenda as is.
I'll second that,
buddy. All right. Is Virgil still not? Is he on the call yet?
Right, no.
Councilman Booker?
Yes, I'm
muted. All right, Catalano?
I was muted. I said yes.
All right, Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
I'm going to say no. The consent agenda is fine, except for I would, I'm just going by the letter, just trying to read the letter and get a sense of where this fella is. I thought it'd be worthwhile hearing once more from him. But, so,
yeah, I wrote that. Okay, Lamia?
Yes.
Lexine?
Yes, and I just want to say again, it's not any, I understand where Jack's coming from, but there have been so many letters, and it's just constant delay. So yes, I vote yes.
All right, so the agenda was approved.
Just 1 second, Mark. I recognize you, and I agree. I understand what you're saying, and I have no great differences. It just the letter itself struck me as, you know, as something unusual. So that was all. Thank you.
I can appreciate that, Jack.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Next up, we go to ordinances. All right, so the first one, I'm going to go ahead and read it by name, but then before we make a motion to introduce our CFO, Mike Bassam, is on the call, and he's going to speak to this first. So first, I'll just read the ordinance. Ordinance number 1-2021, calendar year 2021, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank, NJSA 40A, 40-45.14. Mike, I saw you on the call before. Would you like to speak to this for the governing body?
Sure. Sorry about that. Sorry for the casual look today. I know this ordinance sounds like a scary ordinance, but it really isn't. It's about budget management. This ordinance does not allow you to increase taxes any more than you're permitted prior to adopting this ordinance. What this actually does is gives you flexibility within your budget to manage your budget yourself. So this year, there's two types of caps, by the way. So there's two caps. There's one cap on what can be inside the cap appropriation and what is outside the cap appropriations. Then there's a second cap, which is the levy cap, which is a 2% cap on the amount that you're permitted to increase taxes. This does not impact the levy cap whatsoever. So you still have the 2% cap on what you can do as far as increasing taxes. What this does is it gives us another budget management tool in that we can determine what's inside the cap, what's outside the cap. We have some flexibility in our budget. We can carry this cap forward for a few years. So if we have a a spike or a need or another storm or some other type of event that requires us to have the flexibility with our budget, this type of ordinance gives us that flexibility. What I did do is I just emailed to Joe and Chris just a one-page quick infographic, I'll call it, on what this ordinance really means to share with the governing body prior to your hearing and adoption at the next meeting. But I'd be glad to answer any questions. It's about flexibility and management of our budget, allowing us to do it ourselves rather than having to go to the state or some other level of government or vote to decide how to manage our budget.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Does anybody have any questions for Mike?
Mayor, as the incoming finance or budget chair, Mike, I haven't met you yet, but your reputation precedes you. I think it'd be helpful. I mean, I have an understanding of this, but I'm wondering if it might be helpful if someone has that infographic that you could sort of walk the governing body through what a cap bank is sort of visually, that may be beneficial for those sort of hearing the concept, if any, for the first time.
Sure. When we, as we go through the budget workshop meetings, we'll talk about that specifically. So that'll be one of the documents that I'll share and review with the governing body at the workshop meeting.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Mike. Anyone else have any questions for Mike? All right, Mike, thanks for explaining that to us. I appreciate it. Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce ordinance number 1-2021?
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
Second.
All right. Council members Booker. Catalano.
Yes.
Giller.
Yes.
Lamia.
Yes.
And Lexi.
Yes.
All right, on to individual action under vouchers in the amount of $489,799.32. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion to approve this voucher list?
So moved.
Thanks, Jack.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Mark. Council members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Giller?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
All right, so it's been approved. All right, we are on to the hearing on alcoholic beverage applications of S. Kelly Corporation, DBA Mad Hatter. And we'd have to make a motion to open the public hearing. I guess Roger will probably be speaking to this initially, our borough attorney. But I guess we'll make the motion first to open a public hearing.
So move.
Right,
I'll second it.
Thanks, Mark. Council members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Lamania?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, I guess Roger, would you like to speak first here, just to get, give us an update on where we're at with this?
Sure, certainly, Mayor. This is actually continued public hearing from the reorganization meeting concerning the applications pertaining to the Mad Hatter liquor license. As you'll recall, we had carried that from the reorganization meeting to tonight, based upon the request of the Kellys. Advising that they were in the process of refinancing. We discussed this at workshop last week, and at the council's request, I did reach out to Mr. Mandia, who is counsel for the Mad Hatter, and we spoke, and I also emailed him, and I see that Mr. Mandia is on the call tonight. And as I indicated to Mr. Mandia, the council did specifically that as the attorney for the Kelly Corporation, the Mad Hatter, that he be here tonight to provide the council with an update on the status of financing for the completion of the project. So With that, perhaps it would be best to recognize Mr. Mandia.
Good evening. Please excuse any problems. I've never actually used Zoom before. Sorry if I hit any wrong buttons. So we actually have good news to present. We did sign the loan agreement today, and the note guarantee, all the company documents. Funding of the initial round is tomorrow. Once we get that funding of the initial round, the plan is, and I see Scott and Amy on the call, they can address this, but the plan is to address the town's concerns in regard to the current state of the structure. They plan to do that right away because the second round of funding is going to be after liens are taken. The lender is directly paying off these liens. Once that's done, the final funding is issued. One other thing they need is the subordination of the New Jersey EDA loan. We previously had conversations with that going back a year. They were willing to subordinate through a postponement. So that should not be an issue, but it does have to be taken care of. But the documents were signed today. It is moving forward.
All right. Congratulations. That's great news.
Very good news. I'm really glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
The council mentioned that the documents were signed today. Is there, again, I know folks have sort of followed this for a while. Is there anything that council can provide that would give us proof of the closing, a settlement sheet or some sort of document? Roger, perhaps you could even indicate what you might see as satisfactory. I think it might be helpful to have a copy of something from the settlement verifying indeed has settled.
I'm jumping in for the Callies, but I assume they would want to keep those documents confidential, but I could, with their permission, just send them to Roger to review confidentially if he wanted to see the signed documents. I wouldn't have a problem with that. It would be really up to Scott and Amy.
But, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, that was reasonable.
That would be fine. And just so Mr. Booker understands, if Mr. Mandia were to turn over the documents to the borough, they would by necessity become open public records. However, you can provide them to me in confidence so they don't become public records. And then I can share the essence of that with the council so the council can ensure that they have reviewed some proof of the closing. So Mr. Mandy will do that. I'd be happy to take those documents and maintain their confidentiality.
Can I just add one thing? Mr. Mandy, the borough has not gotten a call for a tax lien redemption on the sold tax liens on the property yet. You would think that might have been one of the original pieces of this. So could you look into that for us? Because no one is called to redeem the tax liens.
Right, the documents were just signed today. So the lender is taking the steps necessary. I would assume they would start tomorrow in accumulating these liens and starting to pay them off. But I will get information from that on them tomorrow.
Thank you.
And Mayor, I'm satisfied. Mayor, I was just going to say I'm satisfied with Mr. McLaughlin getting access to the documents and then letting us know that everything is in order.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Anyone else on the governing body have any questions or comments? All right, so let's see. I'm trying to think. Do we want to? I can close this public hearing and then we'll go move on to resolution. So would anyone like to make a motion to close a public hearing?
So are you closing on the liquor license or are you waiting to hear, or are you waiting for further discussion?
Well, there's nobody else in the governing body, so I'm going to move on towards resolutions. And if anyone in the governing body, we have a few options before us. We can either save it for executive session to discuss, Or we can go ahead and move on to resolutions. Anyone on the governing body have a preference one way or the other?
Do we need to, or is there an option for the public to be further on this, or are we in that phase now?
I think Mayor, probably go one or two ways. We did indicate that the public would be heard on this, so you could hear the public now. Regardless of what action the council intends to take, I don't know that we need any executive session, because at this point, the next part of the process, I guess, would be my reviewing the documents from Mr. Mandy and then advising the council, which I wouldn't be able to do until our next meeting anyway. So whether or not you want to have to put that to the public now, or you want to carry the resolutions until the next public meeting and have the public comment then, up to you and the council.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Mandy.
I just wanted to understand the timing, because, obviously we're dealing with a lender that's lending a lot of money, and one of the premises is we're going to have a licensed operation here. So they're going to be asking questions about the licensing as well and the renewal of the license that we have to answer, and that I'm sure they're going to hold back funding until we meet our representations regarding a license that's valid.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I understand that. And I guess it's a question that's, it's the proverbial, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? So, our next meeting would be, February 2nd, Chris?
Yes.
So we are looking at, that's 2 weeks from tonight. That's another public meeting. Mr. Mandy, I don't know if that, certainly in the interim, if the lender's counsel wants to contact me directly, I'd certainly be happy to explain the situation. But, I don't know if that 2 weeks is going to make a difference or not.
Well, it makes a difference in the sense of paying the liens. I'm sure prior to putting up, $1 million+, they're going to want to know that they have a viable license there as security, which is part of the loan documents.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And how about we just go ahead? What's that, Roger? Sorry.
No, I said it's up to you and the council as to how you wish to proceed.
Well, I guess we can, if there's anyone else to speak, maybe we can just open it up to the public right now, and then we can decide which course to go. Would anyone from the public be heard right now?
I'd like to speak. This is Chris Doxey at 9 Church Street. And I was on the December meeting, and I believe it was Mr. Lexstein who proposed a possible solution for the liquor license and the funding. And I think it was his point that if the borough attorney received the closing papers, then the liquor license would be allowed to go through. So I don't see the point in holding it up any longer. If you want to check the minutes of that meeting, it was the last meeting in December. They have come through this time and done what they were able to do with the funding. I think it's a good thing. I'm delighted that the Mad Hatter is going to remain in Seabright. And I don't think they should be held up any longer.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Is there anybody else on the call that could be heard?
Hey, this is Tammy Kaiser at 2 East New Street. I would say I'm happy to have the Mad Hatter. I think, that'll be great. I don't think we need a liquor license to have 500 people at any one time, which could equate to, 800, 900 people in a day go in there and drink. I don't think we need it. The other thing is, it laps. So you know, is there an opportunity to let someone, that someone needs this license, that's either a diverse, you know, a diverse owner, or someone that we can get in that really represents the, you know, country at large, as opposed to continuing with the Mad Hatter? I just don't understand how we would let a liquor license for 500 people happen, and why we wouldn't try to look to support a smaller place that might have more of a diverse background. And the other thing is, I don't think I heard anything about they have the documents yet. So between, I don't think everything's settled, it sounds like that's tomorrow, and I don't think we need 800 more drinking people in Seabright.
You want me to address?
Sure.
So we do have the signed documents. They were signed today. They're going to be sent over. In regard to the license lapses, people have to not rip this license to go over the population cap. So it couldn't be transferred over to another purpose. It would be gone.
Which I think if it was gone would be fine as well. And it may be signed, but there's no proof to this group here that they were signed.
Madam, this is the borough attorney. I think we're long past that issue. The council's made it clear that it doesn't want to lose the license, and that it will renew the Mad Hatter's license as long as proof of funding has been supplied. So we'll appreciate that that's your opinion, but that doesn't matter from a legal perspective, and you can't just take a liquor license and hand it over to somebody else. It just doesn't work that way.
Right, or lapsing, I mean, really, I think from a community perspective, it would be better to have it lapse than to have hundreds and hundreds of people who've been drinking on the beach, drinking at the Mad Hatter, set out on the town.
All right, thank you, Tim. Thanks for the comments. Is there anyone else on the call that can be heard right now?
Can I be heard?
Oh, yeah, who's speaking?
My name is Ira Schussheim. I live at 730 Ocean Avenue.
Eric.
Good afternoon, everybody. So two things. One, I think it would be appropriate for Mr. Mandia or the owners of the Mad Hatter to provide the borough with some sort of time frame on what's going to happen. And secondly, I think it would also be appropriate, considering that documents were closed today or signed today, that the residents in the borough have some degree of confidence that the funding would allow them to complete the project. We don't know what they closed on, what they're going to accomplish. Will the building be just boarded up? Will it be completed? And what is the time frame?
Mr. Mandy, would you like to speak to that?
Sure. The funding, the funding is in a very sufficient amount. Roger will see that tomorrow when the documents are sent over to him. It's a sufficient amount. Timing, the initial draw, like I said, is tomorrow. The liens are then going to commence getting paid by the lender directly. We anticipate we're hoping for a couple weeks, probably 30 days at the outside for them to resolve the liens. The New Jersey EDA, that may take longer depending on how long it takes to get a response from them. But we don't anticipate it taking too long because we've already been down that road about a year ago and had it teed up ready to go. We just have to re-engage. Once those items are done, the funding's released immediately. So we're anticipating probably 30 days or so.
Is there funding sufficient to complete the project?
Scott, Amy, you know the budget.
Yes, sufficient to complete the project.
All right, thanks, guys.
Can you give us a time frame when the project will be completed?
So when construction stopped, we had about 16 weeks remaining on construction to final completion and ultimate opening. So we anticipate it being about the same.
So after the liens are satisfied and things get rolling, five or six months.
Well, about 4 months, 16 weeks, once construction starts back up again.
Okay. Well, you're more optimistic than I am. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, everyone. Anyone else on the call that can be heard right now? Anyone from
My only other question, what Ira just mentioned, should it be validated by this council?
What's that? What needs to be validated?
That the funding is enough to complete it in the 4 months as indicated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, Roger, I think you covered that early. I don't know if you can just publicly share that information with us, unless I misunderstood you. But I know we can't see the agreement itself, but also the funding. Would that be, I say, keep that between you and the Kellys, is that correct?
Yeah, that's not something that the Kellys have to share with the public. You know, if they're, let me say this, if there's any question in my mind, once I see the documents that Mr. Mandia provides to me, I'll reach out to Mr. Mandia and any questions that I might have, so I'll be able to ultimately assure the council that at least I'm satisfied they have sufficient funds. But no, there's no obligation for the Kellys to turn over documents to public inspection.
So, and I appreciate Ira's point, but I think we're here about the liquor license. And I would just say, you know, that's a lot of people drinking all day long, 7 days a week. To me, I think the liquor license should stay lapsed permanently. I don't think we need.
We understand. Yeah, you've made that. We all understand your point. You've made your point already. I understand what you're saying, but I also think, and as Roger pointed out already, I think the governing body is now we're looking at it that way. That kind of the pony left the barn a long time ago. So I don't know how else to address.
Mayor, this is Erwin Bieber. Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Good evening, everybody. Erwin Bieber, 12 Tradewinds Lane. I think that council has done the appropriate things to try to move the Mad Hatter forward. If we look at it, Mad Hatter was in town before Sandy. There's been a lot of restaurants and bars that have come since. And during that time, they've been trying to get back on their feet. So I think supporting what they're trying to do is appropriate. I think it is important that we have a reasonable timeline to the work being completed. And I think we all hope when it's done, Mad Hatter will be back and operating. Thanks, Mayor.
Thanks, everyone. Is there anything from the public that to be heard? All right, Council, before I close this out.
Mayor Kelly, yes. This is Ira Trussheim again. I would like the council to sort of memorialize the 16 weeks in some way, or to acknowledge the Kelly's expectation of 16 weeks, rather. In some way, that project has been dormant for, I'm estimating 3 years. It's been two years. So it's been problematic for 2 years. But I would like 16 weeks in some way to be acknowledged by the council as an expectation.
Well, I think if I can just address that. The reality is Kellys have made that representation in a public meeting, and there's no need for the council to do anything further than that with it. It's not the council's responsibility to run the construction of the project. That's the property owner's responsibility.
It's not the council's responsibility, but it is the council's responsibility.
No, let me finish what I'm saying. The question is whether or not the council is satisfied funding is available to do so, and on that basis that they will renew the license. That's as far as the responsibility of the council.
Thanks, Roger. Is there anyone else on the call that we heard?
Yeah, one other question. This is Jim Schofield at 14 East Surf. So I'm across the street from the project. Is anything going to be done to secure the materials that are, I mean, there's concrete board flying off the building in high wind events. I've picked up acres of that blue fabric, you know, in my yard and against my fence every time, you know, the wind blows up. You know, even from now to the time the construction's done, I mean, I think it's really dangerous with the concrete board falling down. I've picked up pieces out of the middle of the street and they're blowing quite a distance. You know, like huge chunks of, not drywall, it's a concrete board that's flying off.
Yeah, Jim, I can address that. So we worked out with the lender a release of initial funding to secure the site and to meet some obligations that the municipality wanted us to meet to secure that site, including removal of the Tyvek and some other issues like that. So that will be done initially while we're waiting for the liens to be paid off through the lender and the final funding.
Thank you. Anyone else in the call to be heard right now? Anyone from the public?
Right. Yes, I have a quick question. This is Emma UK. I'm at 14 David Court, Millstone Township, New Jersey, 4555. I was wondering, if I understood correctly, you said construction or the completion of the project will take about 16 weeks once construction gets started. I'm wondering when will construction get started up again? Is that once the like paperwork and everything is finished? I'm wondering if you have like a timeline on that as well.
And Mr. Mandy, you want
to? We're hopeful for about 30 days because the liens have to be cleaned up before they can issue the final funding for the construction. So we're anticipating 30 days.
All right, thank you. Anyone else on the call like to be heard? Anyone from the public? All right, so here, and before I close with the public hearing, council, we have one of two things we can do right now that as I see it, we can either move forward with the resolutions or we can go into executive session to discuss. So any preferences here? I'm fine with either.
I had mentioned it earlier, and I guess the only thing that you know still is a bit of a challenge is you know the financing closed today, and we have no reason to believe that it didn't. But if we take action, you know, on these ordinances without that physically being in hand, understanding that it could not be in hand because it just happened, I'm hopeful. Well, I guess the question would be for Roger. If we receive the documents tomorrow and if something's amiss or not what you think it should be, questions or concerns, what recourse do we have if we take action on these resolutions before we've been completely satisfied on the other items?
Yes, I guess, Roger, you know, other recourse we've discussed in the past, I guess, you know, what do you want to feel free to speak to that?
You know, personally, I'd recommend that you wait to act, only because I think the problem is you don't have a whole lot of recourse on the liquor license side once you adopt these resolutions, and that's really the critical issue. So, again, it's 2 weeks. I don't see that as a great length of time based on what's transpired at this point, and. Certainly gives me the opportunity to have any questions, Mandy, if I have any. So I think from the council's perspective, if you want to ensure that, you know, you feel that you've done all your due diligence, it's probably best to wait. That would be my suggestion.
All right, Roger. With that being said, then, should we go into executive session so we can discuss more freely? What has the governing body feel about that? Just a quick...
Advice and talk about it in executive session. I like the idea of looking it over. I don't see what two more weeks will do. I'd like to make sure that everything's finalized. And I know Scott had mentioned once he had the funding, he would clean up the Tyvek. Is that entail closing out all the liens, the 30 days, and then cleaning up, or were you going to move on that right away?
We'll be able to do that right away. That's going to be the first thing we take care of, is cleaning the Tyvek. But honestly, I want to get back to liquor license here for a second, because it is imperative for us to move forward with this lender, with having a liquor license in place. I understand that you want to wait, but for us, it causes us more burden to move forward without having a liquor license. And the only reason why we're even discussing this is because we need to get the building up to par which we're getting ready to do. But holding back our liquor license will do nothing but hurt this process going forward. And I don't know how it's going to benefit anybody.
Well, you know, with all due respect, Mr. Kelly, and to go back to what some of the council met, the reality is the only thing that's been holding this up is you. The council hasn't done anything to hold this up.
No, I would agree. I completely agree.
The reality is, you know, the council has asked for proof of funding, and I think they're entitled to see that.
Right. Is that why, Jason, is there something that we can do right now to provide them?
I can email it to Roger right now while we're on this meeting, but I don't know if he can review it during that period or not and render an opinion on it to the council.
I'm good, but I'm not that good. I think I need my little more opportunity than that, so... Mr. Kelly, I understand what you're saying, and I understand your anxiousness to go forward. But the fact of the matter is, council's been waiting on you.
Completely, I understand that. But the we're different issues.
Is there a way that we could approve it conditionally, based on your review of the financials, so we know at the next meeting that all we have to do is have your confirmation of your review?
That sounds like a fair compromise there. Roger, what do you think about that?
I would agree. If there's a way to sort of tie the final approval to council's satisfactory review of funding, that could, I think, may be a bridge between the two positions here, if that was possible.
Was there not discussion or mention that, if the two lawyers agree that they showed up tonight and they discussed it and they've attested to the fact that the document is available. That was sort of a very strong good faith.
It is. Yeah. I mean, there were, Mr. Mandy has attested to that. So I'm taking him on his word on that. Of course, I don't think he'd be staying it if he didn't in fact do that or witness that.
I would not.
No, I'm sure Mr. Mandy wouldn't. I don't have any doubt about that either. But, I understand the desire to cross the T's and dot the I's as well.
What would be involved in having something amended to the ordinance tonight that would be tied to a satisfactory review of counsel, of our law, our attorney? And the discussion with us that everything is in order. This way, the applicant can get some good faith that we're trying to move on this, but there's one more box to check. And as long as that box is checked, everything is in order. I mean, what's the mechanism to do that?
Hey, Roger, is there a conditional, what's the resolution? Can we do a conditional, put that up for, make a motion on conditional resolution as they suggested?
Yes, Mayor, you could do that. You could condition the approval upon my review, and I would suggest consultation with the borough administrator. And then if we're satisfied, we can release the licenses. If not, we would report back to you in 2 weeks.
All right, fair enough. Anyone else in the public like to be heard on this? Or anyone from council?
Is it open to public?
Yeah, I haven't closed it out yet.
Okay. I have a question. Scott, what kind of...
Speaking again, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. This is Chris Doxey, 9 Church Street.
Oh, sorry, folks. Okay.
What were the problems that you would face if you didn't have the liquor license tonight?
We've been working on this loan for 2 years with this specific lender, and I am just... thrilled that we are to the point where we are right now. We are signed documents. I don't want any reason at all to have this lender not come through with this because of the liquor license. And I understand everyone's position in the council here. I'm just saying it's one of those things that I just want to make sure we are finalized. We're done with this. We can move forward with getting our loan process and moving forward with the Mad Hatter.
So you're trying to...
There's not too many lenders lending to restaurants right now, so I don't have a lot of options. This lender is shown a lot of interest. We've been doing this for again, 2 years, and I don't want to spook anybody, and I think Roger's suggestion is a very good one. I mean, if we could do that where it's pending, at least they know, the lender knows that we are, that the council is willing to move forward with just the approval of documentation. I would be completely fine with that. Just trying to get this thing wrapped up so there's no way they can come back, the lender will come back and say that it's a problem. That's all.
So you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks, guys. Any last comments on this on the public hearing?
Yes. Hi, it's Heather Gorman, 13
Can you guys hear me? This is...
Yeah, Heather was speaking. Yeah. Heard Heather.
I will defer to Heather, if you guys can hear me, but defer to...
Yeah, I can go next, Mark. All right, so Heather Gorman.
Hey, so I love what I just heard. I applaud Councilman Booker for finding ways to push this through. And I also probably understand that this document was signed probably at the last hour, but I would hopefully encourage, you know, future applicants who are coming up against something like this, if you could reach out to the council legal team before, when you're coming up against a deadline, that the two councilmen, you know, the two lawyers can actually speak before, you know, coming from the public. I think you guys probably could expedite a conversation, knowing that the documents have been read, and we could probably have come to an agreement a little bit earlier than now. But I'm really grateful and happy that everything has kind of come to where it is right now based on the conversation. But I would urge, you know, parties to think of this before they come forward. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Heather. Mark, did you say you have a comment, Mark?
Yeah, hopefully I don't break off on this. So, Jason, you had indicated that, and I liked your suggestion, that we make this conditioned upon Roger's review of the documents and then carry it to the next meeting. You can give the representation to the lender that the liquor license has been approved, conditioned upon everything, and then we formalize it at the next meeting. Jason had proposed that. I thought it was a perfect suggestion. I think it's the right way to do it. Gives Roger an opportunity to review everything, and we can just be confident on February 2nd that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So I can't see any reason why, if you get something from our attorney, Scott, saying that we're going to approve it on the 2nd, that why that would hold anything up. And I think that's the safest way to do it from everyone.
Yeah, I think I agree, Mark. It covers all the bases, and it's a good way to move forward. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard before I close out the public hearing on this? All right, hearing no one else, I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved. Or second.
All right. Council members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Dealer? Jack, you on the call still? Lamy?
Yes.
Dealer? Sorry, go back one step. Jack, I'm sorry to hear there. All right, Lamy?
Yes.
Lexi?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, something went with my phone. Yes, I'm yes.
Hi. And then Lexi.
Mayor, I'm sorry. What was the motion? Because my cable dropped out.
To close the public hearing.
Yes.
All right. Hearing is closed. All right, on to resolutions. So number 33, 2021, as discussed, this is authorizing the conditional issuance of the new liquor license for the 2019-2020 license term for S. Kelly Corporation, Mad Hatter. So this would be conditioned, of course, on the attorney, Mr. Mandius, to bind the agreement to our attorney, and then our attorney, of course, reviewing it and then giving us the green light that it's he recommends, and also the review by our attorney, I guess. They can consult with each other.
So, Roger, is that being carried to the next meeting? You're muted. Roger, muted. Roger, you're muted.
He knows.
All right, sorry about that. I think probably the way to do it is if the council votes, and I think you could vote on both resolutions at the same time, vote to conditionally approve those based on the representations that the mayor just made. And then we could put them on the agenda again for the second to remove the condition. Okay. That way, I think the Kellys can represent their lender that the license has been renewed, subject condition only to the review of the financing, and then we can make an unconditional resolution on the second.
All right, thanks, Ryan. It'll be a resolutions 33 and 34, conditional issuance as discussed. Would anyone like to make a motion on that?
I will make that motion.
Second.
Thanks, Jeff. Council members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Just have one question. As I look at it, it's either or. Either we go with 33 or we go with 34. Am I wrong on that?
I think there's two separate
matters, Jack. They both have to be acted upon.
But at what point,
Jack, Jack, one is for the 2019 and 2020 license. The other was for the 2020 and 2021 license because the 19 and 20 license had lapsed. So we're doing it retroactively.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Yes. Your vote?
Yes. All
right. Thanks. Lamini?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
All right. So they've both been conditionally approved. All right. Congratulations, guys. Good luck.
Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
everybody.
Guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night. All right. So we are on to mayor and council committee comments. I guess I can start off, just give a quick update. I think Joe and I both spoke to our cell tower consultant, and construction essentially has begun. You know, I think they're getting the equipment there this week, so they are going to be adding on to the existing tower, and of course, getting rid of the temporary tower as promised. So that's officially a work in progress there, and we're also trying to work with the restaurants early on this season, since it's already almost late. January, so we're going to try to get outdoor dining accommodations approved. We've reached out to our friends higher up and working with the state already, trying to get those approvals in place. So since obviously we'll probably have some COVID-related issues going throughout the year at different, you know, through different phases, so we're trying to jump on that early. Is there anybody, any council members want to speak, give us updates regarding your committees? I'll just say your name.
Yeah, this is Mark Lexstein, 1340 Ocean Avenue, unit number 30, Seabright. We have to try to strive to get back into in-person meetings. This is not working, and it's driving me insane at these meetings. I'm missing comments that are made by the public. It isn't appropriate. This is not governing. I've said this like every single meeting, and we just have to figure it out. Other bodies are meeting in person, and there's no reason Seabright can't meet in person, so we just have to make this happen. And any council member that doesn't want to attend,
no, the towns are doing, are other towns meet having a in-person council meetings right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. After anyone locally? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I guess the issue is correct me if I'm wrong, Roger or Joe, but I think once you open them up, if we have in-person council meeting, then you have to simply open up to the public too. You can't do either or, correct?
Correct.
That is correct. I haven't been to, or nor am I familiar with any towns that have done it. I do represent the Freehold Township Planning Board. Freehold Township Planning Board does in fact have in-person meeting. But again, you have to comply with all the COVID regulations. So everything has to be the way they do it there. Everyone is socially distanced. Everyone has to wear a mask. If they have a public hearing where there are too many people, let me take that back. They haven't had that situation. What's happened is
we've had times when we've had, say, two applications on the agenda with a large number of people, each one. So they empty the room except for the application that's actually being heard. So for a council meeting, you'd have to be able to socially distance the chairs, require people to wear masks. And if you had too many people show up, or you couldn't accommodate them, then you could not go forward with the meeting. That's the only issue.
And on that point, you know, Mayor, you, Jack, and I, we've been on this council. You guys have been here longer than I have. I've been here since 2012. We all know that in Seawright, unless there's some hot button issue on the table, we get like maybe five people show up at a council meeting. I don't think we would have any problem properly social distancing in the beach pavilion.
Yeah, no, it's a nice space in there. Yeah, and this is my educated opinion too on this. My gut feeling and my opinion is that I think, especially with the vaccines being distributed right now, and you know, my main thing is just not stressing out public works or the police or anything. We're getting, you know, the rooms ready and everything. But yeah, I would think possibly by the end of Q1, if vaccines are being distributed, I mean, what is the governing body overall? I know Mark spoke to it. How does the governing body feel as a whole right now?
I definitely back what Mark is saying. I think it would be much better in person as soon as we could do it.
But Mark, they'll never fix your internet. Go back.
They're never going to fix it, John. They're never going to fix it. This building is just, I don't know what Comcast's issue in here is, but it's not getting fixed. I wish it was.
I would support getting together in person as well. I think there's value in you know, communing in that way, in the right way. So make sure we have distancing and all that. I think that should be the goal. That should be the path.
And if we can't do that, I mean, there could be some rules of, right, not everybody's name appears, right? Some say caller one, I don't know who's speaking until they, you know, introduce themselves or whatever. Or if they were interrupting us, you don't know caller one. Who do they know they're caller one? Something to think about. But it would be nice to get back, but I don't hear such great news about there is a lot of vaccine. You know, the vaccine's going to take a while, it seems. It's going to be a while.
All right, fair enough. No, it definitely is under consideration. We've discussed it before, and I'd say it's, we'll discuss it during the next few weeks and see when we feel like it's safe enough to reopen the council chamber. All right. Mark, any other comments?
That is all I believe I have.
All right, thanks. Anyone else on the council?
This is Jack. I talked to Judge Sonnenblick. She said Runson is fine continuing to use their facilities. If we have to go into February, that's not a problem. So we're good on that as far as the court. Just to make a reference, we passed a resolution bringing on board four additional firefighters. And I checked with Chad, that brings us up to approximately 60 active firefighters. And that's pretty near the most we've ever had. So they're doing a very good job. Yeah. And final point, also with fire, the Forsman family donated a considerable sum of money to have the Big Red tanker refurbished. And I would like to make that a formal presentation recognition. So Jimmy Forsman said he will let us know when the two brothers that live on the West Coast, when they're coming in, and then we could set up some formal recognition and appreciation.
Yeah, that'd be great, Jack. I like that. That's a nice way to end, because it's a big thank you to them. Jimmy showed it to me a few weeks ago. It looked great. Truck looks outstanding.
Yes, it is. So I'll keep you posted.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Anyone else have any updates for us?
Mayor, it's Jeff. This past Friday, we had a first responders luncheon. This past Friday, Crawford Pennington from nearby Rumson and his mother, Ann Pennington, who some of you have met, came in and sponsored a very nice luncheon for our first responders, and I believe there was plenty of food, and Chris could attest to this, plenty of food for the staff as well. So everybody ate well on Friday as we honored those who serve us in that way. So that was a big success. Going on, it was a great event. So I also did receive an initial draft budget from Chad from the fire department. I imagine that Joe and I will be getting together along with the other members of our committee, John and Jack, to begin the budget review process with department heads and all of that, and with the CFO. So as that completes, we realize we'll report back on that.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it the other day too, but I'm glad it turned out so well for you guys.
Yes, I am glad too, Jeff. I could not get there, but that was a nice function.
It was really great, especially the cupcakes.
Did you get an extra cake?
I'm not sure there's any left, Jack.
I was hoping there's something left, but oh well.
Anyone else on the council like to speak? All right. Hear no one else? I think Joe, we don't need an executive session, correct? Or Roger? I believe we are.
No, sir.
I don't. All right, great. All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks for a good council meeting there. Anyone like to make the motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, council members Booker?
Yes.
Adlano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Alexine?
Yes.
All right, thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
Good night. Oh, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, Jack.
Good talking to you, Mark, as always.
Absolutely.